Hello, this is Kathy Green with Hugh Reed. We're talking about spirituality. Hugh, what is spirituality to you?
Divine intervention.
Okay. What has been your spiritual walk, spiritual background up until now, today?
My ability to, or my desire to, render assistance to my fellow man and woman.
Do you believe it's important for human beings or spiritual beings on this earth to render aid to each other?
Say that again.
Do you think it's necessary or important for us to reach out to one another?
It is of paramount importance that we do this.
Okay. Do you feel that's a part of your spiritual journey, your walk?
That's who I am. That's is a reflection of who I am. This is what I do, and this is what I'm very effective in doing.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Do you believe in today's time, as the black church is evolving, people in different walks as far as charity work and so on and so forth, do you believe the black church as it stands today is really taking on its community and doing all it can?
No, I do not. I feel as though the church needs to be more involved in the community. I think that's where the church is lacking. You look at a black person, a black man, he has a church, he has his minister, and the what they do is they build the church up, but they don't do anything to build the community up. And I think that's what's vitally missing from that aspect of the black church.
Okay, so you believe, let me see if I got this right, the building is a physical building, but it's also a spiritual building need to take place in the community to build up the what you say, the black man, probably, and the black woman, maybe simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So do you, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Without reservations.
All right. Well, thank you, Hugh. Do you believe that, what are your beliefs about what is going on now, us as a whole, as far as being spiritual, the human race, and whether it's black, white, green, orange, have you seen a decay in the way human beings or spiritual beings are treating each other? What do you feel about that?
I feel as though people have lost their moral values. That's evident by what is happening in the world today. Mm-hmm. The church has lost some of its effectiveness because the message is not being received by the members.
What do you think, in your view only, your personal opinion, why the message is not being perceived? Because churches open, you know, at least 3 days a week, and now we're sitting here on a Sunday having this talk. And we do see individuals here around, and they're not basically attending church. Church attendance is, I say, low overall in all probably denominations. And I know also the churches are closing. I mean, big churches, whether they're Methodist, Baptist, whatever denomination, they're closing. And I know you're not church, and I'm not church, but... what do you see the reason why you maybe not going to church, or maybe your friends are not going? What is the reason? Well, you was raised to go to church.
Can't that feel as though we're in church right now?
Okay.
This is our church.
No,
it's not a congregation of a mass of people, but we are representing ourselves, and what we're doing is we're preaching the gospel as we talk. This is our gospel, what we are speaking about now. Mm-hmm. And this is important. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just... our ability just to effectively talk to one another so you can get a feel for what I think and I can get a feel for what you think. This is our gospel. This is the message that we're delivering to each other.
All right. Well, thank you, Hugh. Well, Hugh, you have any closing comments regarding my podcast, my show?
Come on. You know, I'm impressed with this, though, Kathy. I've been impressed with it. You know, I think it's a good thing that you and I can get together and communicate on this level in the way that we're doing it, you know? So
yeah.
I respect that.
I believe that, my philosophy is that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. And with that, it's not a certain way to have it. It's we all going about it in different ways. It really depends on our background, how we came up, and even how we were taught to praise God or worship God. Even in that, we grow up and we grow out from that. That is our foundation. Mine was a fundamentalist foundation of Christianity, a Baptist background. But now I'm flowing from that. That was my base, and I'm glad it was my base. I had an excellent minister, pastor, who gave me a great and excellent foundation.
Well, what impresses me, and I see that you have a passion about what you do and the way you do it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think this is important. I think people need to, it's not only one way to praise God or worship God. It's many ways to do it. And I think individuals need to be free from the fundamentalist view of just only one way, you know, of practicing your belief. You don't always have to go to church. A church is wonderful. Church is fine. You know, nowadays it's internet churches. You can look at a church on either any network. It's many ways to praise God, so, and worship God. And we talked about humanitarianism, you know, volunteerism. I'm into that too. So it's many ways that you can go out and serve mankind. When you serve mankind, you serve God.
But Catherine, what has prompted you to make this change? Because I do see a change in you, and I think it's a good thing, though. You know, but it's the way you express yourself, the way you communicate now. I just see a difference, and there's a different light
Thank you, Hugh.
So what brought this change out about you?
Now he's interviewing me. This is my show, but now he's interviewing me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I tell you, it's a personal walk, but I'm willing to share it. It's about my particular, I don't want to say stuff, the way I was practicing. I guess say a way that I was practicing was not working. I found myself in a situation where it was not working. And I said, well, something is wrong. I'm a Christian. I'm a child of God. Been one for many years. This stuff I was raised to do or taught to do was not working. So I studied some stuff. I went to the internet, of course, Google, and looked at some stuff that I had been thinking about a long time ago. Some individuals that brought light to me was Neville Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D. And some people might laugh about this, Reverend Ike. But those two individuals were before their time. And I even know it's some controversy about Reverend Ike. But the message Reverend Ike gave and Neville Goddard was really individualized spirituality. And how to really break not from the traditional mold, but the scripture was never taught to be taught to us like it is today. The scriptures were meant to be really a directional type of information for us and a guide. And some of us believe that it was more historical fact than an instructional book, you know.
Well, Kathy, do you feel like, I know I have problems with the scriptures and I don't understand it. Do you think it would behoove me to go to like Bible studies so I can get a better understanding of that? Don't laugh. I'm serious, Kathy.
Yes, I think, but see, even with the Bible studies, if it's the fundamental way to study the Bible, I would say a caution to that because but it is a good base, so you can get a good base for it. Some people believe the Bible is all allegory. Some people believe it's all fact. So some of it is probably fact, and a lot of it might be allegory. So you have to find a church that's or somewhere or someone is willing to meet you where you're at now. That would be my advice. And then you could learn the scriptures for yourself. And with prayer and studying, you'll know God will bring it to his fullness. So, yeah, I would say that. But, I mean, if you're leery of the, you know, the fundamental way to study the Bible, you might be leery just going to a Baptist or a Catholic church or a Methodist church, because you're gonna basically get the fundamental way. You know, you're gonna get the old fashioned way. I mean, not the old fashioned is not good. That's what I was taught. But I would just tell everybody this to start with a Neville Goddard and listen to what he's saying, and you can do a combination of the two. That's what I would express to you.
Well, when you say that God would make me aware and mm-hmm. help me understand, I'm trying to understand.
How would God make you aware?
Yes, yes. You know, because I'm just
It's like, to... studying is, he makes you aware. It's a personal thing, but the way I can explain it, you read something. The Bible is so, it's really not a complex book. They say it is. Some people say it's an awesome book. You can read a scripture 10 times and go back for the 11th time and get a different
perspective.
Yes. So I would say read it, think about it, ask God to bring light to it, and wait for it. You know, he will. And he will. Or you'll meet somebody that'll bring light. It's funny how you could be talking about a scripture or talking about reading the Bible, and he'll bring somebody into your life that's doing the same thing. Or you could read a passage in the Bible and you hear it on the radio, or you hear somebody talking about the same thing you're talking about or thinking about. That's how it happens. So if you're interested in, or you serious about it, I mean, there's plenty of things on the internet. Plenty of churches got literature to help you with your personal work. I think the fundamental way is a good foundation, but also be open to the scriptures would talk a fundamental way, because I think individuals thought the hierarchy in these churches thought, you know, they were unread people. They were people who were uneducated back in the day and long centuries ago. And they had to break that Bible down to individuals who could not read and had a basic understanding.
But Kathy, I'd like to ask you. I mean, I know mm-hmm. this is your podcast, and I'm not supposed to be interviewing you. But there's certain. I think part of this interview is me asking questions and getting understanding, because this is
of
also
course.
Helping me.
Okay.
Now, mm-hmm. I want to know. I mean, do I really? Am I to, should be should I should my life be governed by what's in the Bible, or should it be governed by me knowing what's right and what's wrong about what I do and don't do? Now, I said to you that I do believe in helping people, uh-huh. and if I were to look at the good deeds that I do, is that going to be enough to get me to the kingdom, or do I need to know the knowledge of the Bible and of God in order to get to the quote-unquote kingdom?
I believe now that your spiritual walk is your own personal spiritual walk. And
is
you
that
going
to get me to the kingdom?
I believe so. Okay. I believe you can read the Bible, of course, and let the Bible be your guide. But you don't have to be, and this is my view only, you don't have to be...
knowledgeable in that.
You don't have to be like know the word for word. No one knows. You know, it might be one or two individuals know the from the back front cover to the back cover, but I mean, your walk is your individual personal walk is individualized. It's not the massive. So wherever you are is where you are.
Is that going to get me to the kingdom, though?
Yeah, I believe so. In my view, yeah. I don't think you. I mean. No one knows. I mean, you could be a Bible scholar, and he doesn't know if he's going to the kingdom.
But Kathy, is my kingdom the same as your kingdom?
It might not be.
There might not be.
I mean,
kingdom.
Kingdom is defined. Heaven is what you're referring to. Kingdom. Fundamentalist view of kingdom is heaven beyond the clouds and the, you know, with gold streets and praising God 24/7. And that's what the fundamentalists preach and teach. Neville doesn't preach and teach that way. The kingdom is within. The kingdom is whatever you perceive it to be. It's I think we've been taught like a nursery rhyme kind of theology, Christianity, because of, you know, different individuals looking at the Bible and breaking it down to folks who were unlearned, who did not know how to read, so on and so forth. But in today's society, the personal individual walk is really now more personal and individualized than ever before. What works for me might not work for you. So I think you're worried about a quote-unquote, I need to walk this way, this arrow way right here on this parking lot, and it's going to lead me to heaven.
It's individualized. It's also kind of Christ-like.
Yeah, it's individualized. It's very individualized.
But wait a minute. Is Christ himself individualized, or was it Christ? In other words, Christianity is supposed to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Now, is my walk, as you so amply put it, you mm-hmm. know, does this mean that I have to walk like Jesus Christ, or can I get to heaven by me
doing what you do?
Yes, I mean, am I going to be judged by the good things that I do, or my knowledge or lack of?
You're not gonna. I can't tell you what you're gonna be judged on. I don't. For me personally, I don't think you're gonna be judged on the lack of what you do, as far as you treat your fellow man right. You already do that. I see that in your walk. But
is that enough?
If you believe it's enough, it's enough. You know, it's not a quota. Some people might tell you a quota. That's the religious ones. They would tell you a quota.
No,
you need to go to Bible
study.
Talking
about quotas. That's,
yeah.
That's,
I mean, that's what you're saying. It's enough. Only you know when it's enough. When your spirit say, okay, it's enough. You volunteer. You do this. You do this. You help the elderly. You do this. That's from your heart.
Yeah. You need to move people in the park. And
so,
yeah.
All right. So, it's enough when you... It's enough when you think it's enough. I mean, for me, I used to be worried about that. I used to be, oh, you didn't go to church. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. Man would put those, man is putting those
barriers,
clamps on individuals. Religion puts those bars up and put you in that box. And, oh, don't not forsake assembly with, you know, like-minded individuals. You should come to church. If it's wrong to be out of church. If it's right to be in church, it's wrong to be out. You need to join now. You know, you can go to hell. And they preach that. They teach hell. And individuals are not accepting that today. They are saying, wait a minute. Might not be a hell. And that's a controversy with individuals today about a hell. Some people want it to be a hell because they want to be... They believing that they're going to heaven, so they want all the bad people that they perceive to be bad to go to hell. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff out there. It's a lot of isms. So, you just have to... That's why I preach... I suggest...
Preacher,
you... everybody's a preacher. Everybody's a teacher. So, you know, I just say... I advise individuals to... you know, have a personal walk with him, because your walk, whatever you do for you and I do for myself, we're going to come at it differently, because I'm a different personality than you.
We're individual.
For you, yeah. For you, you might have to go every Sunday or what have you. For me, I don't have to, or what have you, or vice versa. So I think whatever you're seeking knowledge and a way to worship God that's individualized for you, and I think you can find that. But you have to know there's no barriers, there's no preconceived stuff. You know, the world will tell you that, okay, you need to walk this way, but God is not telling you that. God is not telling you that, because man will tell you that and you'll do what man say, but is that truly what God wants you to do? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
we need to be guided by him, not by man. Because man got some rules for you. He got a lot of rules. They say God brought no condemnation. So you have to be... I just think you have to be guided by your own
spirit.
But
Kathy, don't you think we need to have rules in this world in order to govern us? We need to have rules and regulations.
Yeah, we do. We have plenty of them.
Yes,
I think a person who says, oh, you know... I want to be guided by my own spirit. It's not trying to be wild and wacky out there. They're just trying to be an individual who's worshiping God, you know, who wants to worship God in the truth and honor. You know, I don't think anybody comes to this revelation that, you know, stuff in the Bible that they taught me, for instance, wasn't necessarily true the way they taught it. It's the way they taught it, you know. I'm coming to realize the way they taught it was not necessarily not the way God wanted it to be taught to us. So,
and how did God want us to be taught?
Interesting. Well, that ends our podcast. Thanks, everyone.